8 weeks into the season, how would you just describe your season so far at this point?
Obviously, not where I want to be, but when I signed here, I said I want to come here, win the Super Bowl, and win, and we're 6-2, and on the way to that, so just got to keep going. Long season.
When you say you're not where you want to be, what does that mean?
I don't know how to explain it. Just, I got high expectations, high standards, but ultimately, it's a team game, and, you know, a receiver is – as much as a bad rap as receivers get, they're actually the most selfless people on the field. You know, you got to wait for the offensive line to block. You got to wait for a pass play to be called. You got to wait for blitzes to be picked up. You got to wait for, you know, a good ball to be thrown, all for just one opportunity in a game. So, you know, I think a lot of receivers get a bad rap for wanting the ball. But, you know, 60 plays out of a game and you're running around all 60, you know, it's not the easiest of positions. So.
Frustrated after that second PI, is that just a product of what you were just talking about?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're 6-2. We keep it pushing, keep it rolling. I didn't come here with the expectations that I'd be going for 2,000 yards. You know, we're trying to win the Super Bowl, so it is what it is at this point. Just walking that fine line of being grateful to be back on the field, but definitely not being content with you know, where I'm at or how I feel internally about what's going on. So, just got to keep pushing.
How do you assess it? You saw a number of those PIs this year, including on Sunday. I mean, obviously, do you take pride in those?
Not really. I wish the numbers went to the stats, but they don't. So, I mean, it's good for us. We keep it moving, keep the chains going, get a new set of downs, and then go from there.
Why do you think you're getting held so much, and what do you do about it?
Nothing, man. Just get open, catch the ball. That's all I can do. And just do a better job at that.
Do you feel like you're getting close, though, to kind of having that breakout?
Yeah. It was very hard early in the season with, you know, what I had going on, just kind of unexpectedly. And it just was very hard to have that initial burst. You know, and this is a National Football League. Everybody's good. Everybody's skilled. Everybody's – there's a reason they're here. And when you go out there and you don't feel like you're, you know, 100, it's very hard, you know, with the things that are going on, just to be who I know I am. So it feels good to just be able to consistently, you know, over time it gets better and better and better. And, again, it's a long season. You know, it's, what, 9 games left, God willing, you know, 10 at least. So you just got to prepare for that.
How do you feel health-wise at the midpoint of the season? How do you feel like your body is held up?
I mean, like I said, early in the season, it was tough with what I had going on. You just kind of got to push through and, you know, find ways for us to all work together. And, you know, you need a day here, you need a day there, then that's what it is. You know, we're here to play on Sundays. You just got to do your best to be prepared for that. So definitely feeling better, definitely, you know, I think people tend to forget, you know, a new coordinator comes in, a new offense, new players, everything is, you know, all new. Teams usually around this time of the year start to really know exactly who they are. They find their groove. They find the plays that work for them. They find out what they're going to use going forward into the big games. What is it that, you know, it's kind of like trial and error early on in the season, and it's been a great trial and error for us, you know, and I still think that there's only been a few games where we really put it all together. Other than that, it's just been finding ways to win, being a resilient team, next man stepping up. And it's just a big testament to this team that we have.
Do you think, Odell, it's been difficult considering, you know, you had the year away. You came, you had a great training camp. Everything was looking really great. And then for it to not, you know, get the initial results right away, that's been another hurdle that's been tough.
I mean, yeah, if you want me to answer, honestly, of course. Like, you want to come here and jump off the bat. You know, you feel like you've worked hard. You set out a long time. But, again, I don't think many of us are sitting where we're at in our lives and expected to be exactly where we're at and things to go exactly how they went. And, you know, it's a matter of understanding life is life. And it's going to continue to do that. It doesn't stop. It's going to keep rolling. It's like surfing, you know, some waves you crash, some waves you can ride all the way in. You just got to get back up on the board, continue to do that, stay resilient, and that's really that. You know, other than that, you can only control, you know, your emotions, energy. You know, you can't control what God has planned for you. He's bigger than all of us. So just got to stay in the light, 6-2, like, you know, at the top of the league. And this is a team in here that's, like I said earlier, I feel like we haven't put it all together and lost two games that we feel like we shouldn't have lost, and would be 8-0. And I still don't know if everyone in here would be content with what we have going on. So that's a great characteristic of this team that we have. You know, nobody's content or happy with, you know, where we're at. Like, we're always searching for more. And that's a big quality to have.
Just in terms of the process of communication and chemistry with Lamar, where do you feel like you're at with that? Is that still one of those work in progress things, or is it, where do you kind of feel like you're at?
I can count on two hands how many people in this locker room need to get the ball. One of them needs to get to his locker right now. There's a lot of guys. Like, you know, there's only one football. There's 7-8 guys that are looking to get it, and we're all hungry, and we're all, you know, happy for each other when the next man gets it. So it's just all a process. It's, again, like I said, you're trying to figure out exactly what stuff's going to work for you going forward. You know, like I said, I didn't sign here thinking that I was going to be, eclipsing 2,000 yards or having 1,000 yards in week 8. I think there's only one or two other receivers who do. So it's just about finding ways to win at this point, honestly. Trying to get rings on your finger, like that's a lot of fun. I can tell you that much. So that's the goal.
All right, thank you, Odell.